This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But first, the man accused of killing seven people in Highland Park in that parade shooting in 2022 is about to stand trial. Jury selection expected to last several days. So far, three jurors have been chosen. WBBM's Nancy Hardy was in the courtroom and has the latest.
Prospective jurors were excused over childcare and travel issues. Judge Victoria Rossetti led the questioning, asking people about their jobs and if they have friends or relatives who are police officers or lawyers. She, prosecutors and public defenders also asked where they get their news, how they feel about guns, and if they would be okay listening to graphic testimony and seeing disturbing videos from the 2022 shooting. Prosecutors moved to dismiss four dozen of the aggravated battery with a firearm charges against Robert Cremo III, but did not say why. He sat quietly in a dark suit and tie. The judge says the trial will start Monday morning and is expected to last 3 to 5 weeks. At the Lake County Courthouse, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A symbol of distress at a Southside church today as an American flag is hung upside down.
Outside St. Sabina Church, hymns and songs from the civil rights era are sung by dozens. For them, the flag is raised upside down as a sign of a nation in distress.
What we are seeing in America is not and cannot be accepted or normalized.
St. Sabina's Father Michael Flager leading this call by his faith community against Trump administration mass deportations, the demonizing of immigrants, the rolling back of DEI policies, and the firing of federal employees while a billionaire is given access to the sensitive information of Americans. These issues on a long list of grievances. A small group of military veterans in counter-protest hold American flags within the crowd. U.S. Navy combat veteran Esteban Bergoa says that he agrees with most of what Father Flager is saying, but not with the disrespect to the flag of the United States.
He's disrespecting the soldiers. He's disrespecting the country. This is the symbol of the American people, not Donald Trump.
On the south side at St. Sabina Church, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now to some sad news to share. We're learning this afternoon that former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has pancreatic cancer. He says it has spread. In a statement, the 78-year-old says he's working with his doctors at Rush University Medical Center and the Mayo Clinic to coordinate a treatment plan. Edgar is a lifelong Republican. He ran for governor and won in 1990 and won a second term, but he didn't seek a third term. In recent years, Edgar has been a strong critic of President Trump and openly endorsed Kamala Harris in last year's election. A man who has waited for years to have his wrongful conviction overturned will have to keep waiting.
Very disappointed. Those are the words that Tyrese Williams used at the Layton Criminal Courthouse after a judge issued a continuance in the case of Williams, who alleges disgraced former Chicago police detective Reynaldo Guevara framed him for murder. Williams' lawyer, Josh Tepfer, was asked if the judge needs more information.
I wouldn't read anything into it one way or the other. I think, you know, Lila gave a really detailed closing argument, but no, there's nothing else that she needs from us at this point.
Williams was convicted of killing 15-year-old Peter Cruz on the Northwest Side in 1990 and has already completed his sentence after serving about 20 years. He would become the 50th person to have a homicide conviction overturned in a case investigated by Guevara. The case is expected to be back in court next week. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A prayer vigil held for two brothers who were wounded in an attack that killed their mother, Tiona Jones. Jones was killed last week at her Greater Grand Crossing home, one of her sons hospitalized and on a breathing tube. The other is awake and recovering. Good Samaritan Cynthia Keel is speaking after finding Jones' 11-year-old son bleeding at her door after the stabbing.
I ask God to allow my life to be a light. And if that light shines through my home and they can find that home as a safe haven, I've completed my mission.
A suspect was arrested on Friday in Indiana. The vigil's organizers say the suspect in custody was believed to be Jones' ex-boyfriend. Well, traffic came to a screeching halt for several hours this morning on the Kennedy after a serious crash.
Illinois State Police say three cars collided on the northbound lanes of I-90 near the I-94 split. It happened just before 2:30 a.m., closing all lanes near Cicero for about 6 hours. Two people suffered life-threatening injuries and were taken to the hospital. The Kennedy Expressway reopened around 8:30 this morning. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the Democratic National Committee has been traveling around the country attempting to get the party back on track and avoiding recent mistakes.
Ken Martin, the newly elected chairman of the DNC, was in Chicago last week in this, a deep blue state. He says the party wrongly ignored such safe ground in the last elections and suffered.
When you ignore blue states, it's the same result if you ignore red states. A red state's never going to become a purple state or a blue state if you don't organize there, if you don't spend some time, energy, and money. And that's true in blue states as well. And so when you ignore reliably blue cities like Chicago or reliably blue states like Illinois, you start to see some slippage.
And Martin says Democrats allowed the Republican Party to position itself as champions of the working class, and the polls show voter perception shifted. Now, he says, it's up to the Democrats to show how the Trump administration is ignoring the voters' everyday pocketbook issues. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police arrest two 15-year-old boys 30 minutes after allegedly robbing a 33-year-old man at gunpoint. It happened at 63rd and Kimbart. Police say the two boys were also in possession of a car that was stolen, reported stolen on Friday. One of the teens is charged with unlawful gun possession. In Joliet, a man accused in a shooting nearly 2 years ago, 31-year-old Jarrell Barber, charged with aggravated discharge of a firearm and unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon. Police say the shooting happened in March of 2023 at Eden's Bar and Grill on Gardner. Police say a woman inside the bar was hit in the leg by gunfire from outside the restaurant. Well, the next time you buy a vehicle in Illinois, there might be less time and paperwork involved.
The Secretary of State's office is launching a new electronic lien entitling program, which allows vehicle titles to be processed, stored, and released digitally instead of requiring paperwork that needs to be mailed or handled in person at a DMV facility. According to the office, ELT is more secure than the paper system, and state lawmakers approved the program back in 2000, but it wasn't fully implemented because of outdated technology. Mai Martinez, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports now. Good afternoon. The score is Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. For more than three decades, Frank Pelico has been the soundtrack of Blackhawks hockey. The longtime organist first began at the Keys back in 1991 at the old Chicago Stadium, most recently, of course, in the United Center. Pelico retired last night after 33 years of playing the organ for Blackhawks hockey. The team paid tribute to Pelico during his emotional final game. The Hawks lost 5-2 to the Maple Leafs last night at the UC. The Hawks have the second-worst record in the NHL this season. The Bulls are back in action tonight. They'll take on the Sixers in Philly. Catch that broadcast on 670 The Score. The Bulls currently occupy the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference standings. The Cubs are up on the Padres in Cactus League play. The White Sox surrendered 9 runs in the first inning against the Rangers. They trail 9-0. Sad news to report in baseball's longtime Cleveland Guardians owner Larry Dolan has died at the age of 94. He purchased that franchise back in 2000. And the NFL Combine gets underway this week in Indianapolis. Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, and the Bears brass arrived yesterday in the Circle City. With sports at 16:46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WB.
CBS News Special Report. The first European leader to visit the present with President Trump at the White House since his return to office is French President Emmanuel Macron. The two just stood side by side, saying they're aiming for a peace deal between Russia and Ukraine, starting hopefully with a ceasefire on what marks 3 years today since the start of the war.
This is the right time. It may be the only time.
Trump has argued that Ukraine should give something to the U.S. in return for the American aid the country has received, pointing to U.S. interests in Ukraine's rare minerals.
We must have an agreement with Ukraine on critical minerals and rare earths and various other things as security. And I think that that's happening. I think we've made a lot of progress.
Our Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
No firm resolution today, but an important meeting that had to happen, that Europe was eager to see happen. And Macron can go back to France and to Europe more broadly now and say, at least for now, the United States is still engaged.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
321. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas backing a bill to help homeowners who lose their properties because of unpaid property taxes. The Tribune reports the bill would allow those homeowners to be eligible for a share of the resale price under a proposed change to state law to prevent what critics call equity theft. If passed by state lawmakers and signed by the governor, the new process would essentially mirror mortgage foreclosure auctions. Well, the Academy Awards are less than a week ago, rather a week away, and this week, a two-time Oscar winner is in Chicago sharing some wisdom and experience. Team Deakins is a cinematographer, Roger Deakins. He won Oscars for 1917 and Blade Runner 2049. He and his wife, James, will be speaking at the Athenaeum Theater for Thought and Culture and will feature some of Roger Deakins' still photos taken over the years. They say beauty is where you find it.
I'm not trying to create beautiful photographs for the sake of beautiful photograph.
Although Chicago is a beautiful city.
Makes
it nice to stay in Chicago.
Nice to be there and walk around, but that's not necessarily why I'm taking photographs.
Team Deakins will also be screening the classic film No Country for Old Men, which Roger Deakins was the cinematographer for.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.